The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 316. I promise you there will be no Stone Cold Steve Austin jokes regarding that particular number, but nonetheless, I hope you're doing well out there, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. Trust me, there's going to be plenty of jokes, some of them good, some of them bad, on this installment, as I am joined once again by the pro wrestling pundits DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand as we sit down and preview this weekend's Royal Rumble event. On Tuesday evening, we sat down and discussed what we know so far about the Royal Rumble. Obviously, there's an NXT and a SmackDown to happen, and that could change some of the things that we talked about, and may even alter some of our predictions. But don't worry, when we sit back down in about a week to review our predictions and what happened at the Royal Rumble, we'll kind of fill in the blanks, so to speak. It's going to be a little bit of a wild one, as it always is, when the gents join me to discuss a WWE pay-per-view. And you also know it tends to go a little bit long, so I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to thank real quickly my great sponsor, that of course being World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And they've got tons of comics from every era. The golden, the silver, the bronze, and even the modern era. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They are a five-star comic book store that you should go visit. Now, don't worry, if you're not in the Central Ohio area and you can't swing by the store, you could check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com, and they're even on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And if you interact with anybody from the store, please let them know that you heard about World's Greatest Comics from yours truly right here on the PVD Cast. And with that little bit of business out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, and yours truly discuss the Royal Rumble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining me this evening to talk about the Royal Rumble, the pro wrestling pundits. Ringside Rand, how are you this evening?
I am good. Life is good in the Golden Ghetto.
DJ Joey Blaze, how you doing?
I'm medium rare, a little pink inside.
Well, aren't we all?
Very true. Very all true.
Right. Well, we have our work cut out for us because, as I mentioned off air to Rand, they haven't given us a lot. And I'm sure this week when we find out, you know, what happens Friday on SmackDown on the Go Home show. And I'm sure that maybe some things, as we're recording this on Tuesday night, I'm sure some things on NXT 2.0 will maybe impact the Royal Rumble. But we'll talk about those when we review this pay-per-view spectacular. Okay, overall, let's start. Are you excited for the Royal Rumble? Joey?
I'm excited for it just from the... It's my second favorite pay-per-view of the year. So just saying the word Royal Rumble has me excited. The card, well, I mean, as you look through it, we'll talk about it as we go on. I mean, it is kind of star-studded with the matches, but the match that the pay-per-view is named after seems like it might be a large clusterfuck. Indeed. So, and I'm sure we'll elaborate on that a little bit, but I'm still you know, if I would get a, if I could would only watch two pay-per-views this year, it'll probably be the Rumble and it'll probably be Mania.
All right. Rand, are you excited for the Royal Rumble?
No matter how old you are, and I am, no matter how old you are, you can learn things.
Okay.
I learned the term forbidden door. The biggest intrigue in the whole Royal Rumble match is who is coming through the forbidden door.
Okay,
there's
well,
a lot of opportunities there.
I remember when I was a kid in high school and I'd hit that AB button on my coaxial cable and I'd turn on the Spice Channel and there was a movie on there called Forbidden Door I tried to get through on.
Oh, okay.
Is that the same thing?
No, this is not Marilyn Chambers, Harry Reams, Ben Davidson.
Wait, you know the cast of this movie, Rand?
I know two of the actors, quote unquote, and Ben Davidson, former Oakland Raider, was the doorman at the Green Door.
Wasn't that the guy that was the host of Hollywood Squares?
That was John Davidson.
John Davidson. Okay.
Ben Davidson's the guy who broke Joe Namath's jaw in 1970.
I see. Okay. So was Gianna Michaels in the sequel to Forbidden Door?
No. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. We are off and running, ladies and gentlemen. Live wire. Anyway, I don't think you answered the question.
Oh,
Rand, are you excited for
this?
This
is my favorite event.
Okay.
My favorite match of all time is the 92 Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Be fair to Flair. He went in third.
Mm-hmm.
With a tear in his eye.
Sorry. It's true.
It's okay. That's accurate.
He had an executive assistant, by the way.
Yes, he did.
I think this is the match that has the most opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
30 people in the men, 30 people in the women's. We only know barely half of it.
Yeah,
win.
Yeah. I was going to say
there's
about
a
half.
Lot of fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be from anywhere.
It could be through the forbidden door.
There will be some.
I'm looking forward to the Royal Rumble as well, but I feel like the other matches that we're getting to here, I feel like they're lackluster. I'm sorry. I think they're lackluster. They're predictable. There's no intrigue to them. Those four other matches, they could have come up with something better for us in what they've built for this pay-per-view. Rand, you were going to say something?
What do we think about this being on a Saturday night instead of a Sunday night?
Okay, I have to throw this out there. I looked and looked and looked. Why is it on a Saturday night?
I have not, only to probably piss me off, I think. But
well, right.
I hate Saturday night pay-per-views.
They're going up against the NFL Final Four.
Yeah, Sunday's the championships.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that okay, makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. I never thought about it that way. I honestly totally forgot about because it's a weird, like, one starts at 6:30 and the other one starts at, like,
I think 3:30 and 7.
Okay, yeah, something like that.
Now,
so that
is there
makes
a
sense.
Chance that the Forbidden Door only opens on Saturdays and not on Sundays? It might be closed on Sundays. It might be like Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A. They're really right-wing, and they don't want to open that Forbidden Door on Sundays.
Okay. For a minute, I thought you were going to ask if the Forbidden Door was going to show up in the NFL playoffs, which, I mean, I suppose, theoretically, you can go through the Forbidden Door if you win the game and get to the Super Bowl.
And I'm sure there'll be, after whoever team wins, back in the hotel, there'll be some Forbidden Door action going on probably as well.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you're not playing a drinking game at home in which you take a drink every time we say Forbidden Door, because you're probably blackout drunk by now.
Eric Bischoff loved HLA. We like FDA, Forbidden Door action. Hashtag FDA.
And sometimes Eric Bischoff brings you two-minute warning.
I don't think he can dig
three
that
up. Warning?
It was three, but you have to reanimate them.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a reanimated 3-minute warning.
Are there you go.
Bought? Yes.
Yeah. Both of them did, yeah.
Both.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're stunned by that news.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was only, like, 12 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah. Rosie and Jamal are no longer with us.
No superhero in training anymore.
That's right. All right, let's get into it. Let's get out of the morbid discussion of
Way to bring it down, Rand.
Yeah, right. Jeez. All right, let's get into it.
You brought up Louis Anderson before all this. Let's talk about Saget and Betty White, too, while we're at it.
I mentioned Saturday, and somehow it went.
It went to Bob Saget, Betty White, Meatloaf. You forgot Meatloaf.
That's a tough one, too.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever heard the national anthem he did at the All-Star game in Pittsburgh?
Meatloaf?
Yeah.
No.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
We'll have to look that up.
He had such a theatric voice.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yeah.
It was incredible. It's one of the best.
And also, if you didn't know, he would do anything for love.
But he won't do that.
He won't. He won't. That son of a bitch wouldn't.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
All right, well, let's hurry up here. And
welcome to the Dad Jokes Podcast.
All right, let's start talking about these individual matches. We'll leave the two rumbles for last to talk about. Let's kick it off with the singles match for the WWE Universal Championship. Roman Reigns taking on Seth freaking Rollins, in which the Usos are banned from ringside. Joey, what do you think about this match and how they build it and your thoughts on the actual match itself?
Well, I don't understand still even watching what's going on. And I feel like the jar that Rand has at his house when it comes to making sense of these things would be full of lots of dollar bills because Rollins is supposed to be a Raw superstar.
Right.
So is this another forbidden door that we're not supposed to have? Like, it's goofy. It's sad that there's nobody on SmackDown that they can put in that position.
Right.
That they have to bring a guy back that they drink. Oh, and then for him to have a tag team partner, well, let's bring another guy from Raw.
And they were heels.
Exactly.
And now they're faces on SmackDown, but yet.
But heels on Raw.
Heels on Raw. It's as if Jerry Lawler's booking this.
It's like Bizarro Canada.
What's next? Bill Dundee, right?
As long as he doesn't bring Jamie with him, we're good. So, Rand, what do you think about this match?
I really like the Seth Rollins character.
It's okay. I preferred the Monday Night Messiah character. I like that one. Now I'm the goofy guy that wears goofy suits.
I've never got Seth Rollins. He's a great worker, but I've never got a character for him. All I can see is the Shield. Mm-hmm. Reigns has evolved. I guess Moxley has once he left, but they put these little... It's like they're not fully invested in the character. He's like, man, I really need to fully invest. I'm going to go to the thrift shop and I'm going to buy some suits. But it's not... I just think that doesn't fit him.
Right.
There's always something that seems off when he tries to dive into character. And, you know, even with the Monday Night Messiah, that was still kind of weird, like he was trying too hard. And now with Seth freaking Rollins, like... I don't get it. I don't like the character. He's a hell of a hand. Mm-hmm. He's a hell of a worker. But his character development has always lacked. Now, to get back to the match, obviously, Roman's not losing. That's almost like they had, okay, you know, I'm sorry what happened. You were supposed to get the belt on Raw, but we'll just throw you over here. Let's just keep you in the limelight. I say Roman retains. But Roman, whoever he wrestles at Mania, I think, is when he loses a belt because it's not looking like it's going to be The Rock. Like, there was a big thing that The Rock was going to be his opponent, but they haven't even planted those seeds since January.
Right, exactly.
I think if you're bringing in somebody like The Rock, that began a Survivor Series.
Agreed.
So, but my pick is Reigns to retain.
I think they started to plant the seeds at Survivor Series, anniversary of The Rock, at Survivor Series, but he wasn't there.
Right.
So apparently his plans
are not on the same
fell
page.
Through.
Yeah.
I like the Seth Rollins character. To me, he's like the Joker and the Batman.
Who's his Batman, though?
Yeah, this is the problem. I agree with you 100%, Joey, that there's nothing been built. You mean you can't build somebody on SmackDown to be a decent contender for Roman Reigns? Like, you can't think of, you know, I mean...
You have Shinsuke freaking Nakamura.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think that's somebody you could groom to take the title.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they can't take the time to do that. It's like, okay, we don't be worried about that. Let's just bring somebody over. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
that's
the most annoying thing to me about this.
Mm-hmm. Right. I totally agree with you. I feel like there's been no thought put into this match whatsoever. Rand, who do you think is going over?
I think Roman wins. And I think a lot of these questions come up because he had COVID and missed the day one pay-per-view. And a lot of things had to be moved around since then.
Well, that's a possibility. But again, I think that this is what we've been complaining about for months and months and months. Is there's no forethought. There's no long-term plan. Hell, there's not even a short-term plan most of the time. And I think that this is why we're getting this. I think this will be a good match. I mean, I think this will probably be one of the two best matches on the show. But storyline-wise, it doesn't make any sense.
So, but I thought about this too. Is this where we see a new member of
his family?
Clique, his little family? Is there another Samoan we don't know about, or do they bring somebody else in as a enforcer? So I think that's my thought when I see this. Uso's banned from ringside. One-on-one, he's got to get over dirty.
Jacob Fatu making his way over from MLW, maybe.
Or, I mean, there's another one down in NXT.
Right, there's the other relative down there, yeah. So that's a good point. I also picked Roman Reigns, by the way. Again, I feel like that's a no-brainer. I mean, there's no way Reigns is dropping the title to him, especially when we still have some unfinished business with Lesnar and Reigns. And we'll get into that in a minute. Let's move on to something that I actually am looking forward to because it's something different, and that is the mixed tag team match, the Mizanins versus the Copelands. Or you might know them better as Edge and Beth Phoenix versus the Miz and Maryse.
I actually had Copelands and Mizanins written down.
Nice.
All right, Rand, let's go with you. What do you think about this match?
The main event of Raw last night, the final segment, was about this match.
Right.
All those packages on the stage. What was she going to get? Oh, that wonderful painting of the two of them. And this really big package with a brick in it. I liked the segment. I thought it was funny. It made a lot of sense. But it robbed me of a tradition. Monday Night Raw before the Rumble, you don't have your 15 to 20 guys in the ring at once.
Oh, yeah, the obligatory spot that they've done for years. Yes, yeah.
I like this, though. And I do think I like The Miz a lot. I think he could be the MVP of the show. Between his wrestling, singles, tags, and his talk show, there was a couple of months last summer where he was like the MVP of the series. I do like the Mizarians to win, but somehow they cheat.
The build's been funny. They've been used the word cliche. So you've had the cliche wrestling wedding.
Right. Yes.
Now you had the cliche, and they set it up with the presents. Like you said, there was a brick, which somebody's going to hop out of the big. So they've recycled that stuff, so it's been cool. It's brought interest to it. I've really liked Maryse's promos, to be honest with you. Her broken English is just as funny, and she's freaking hot. But that's a whole other story. Sorry, Mike. I don't mean to be all over your wife like that. I think it proves it could be an interesting match. I think you're going to see some cool spots with Beth and The Miz, because Miz being the cowardly thing. You're going to see some cool stuff. I think Edge and Beth Phoenix go over them.
First of all, I sincerely thank you for apologizing to The Miz just there a few moments ago, and I hope he's listening.
He does.
Okay.
His dad does.
His dad does.
When he's a Mr. Hero.
I'm going to go along with what you said, Rand. I do think that The Miz has been pretty entertaining, especially with this storyline. Joey, I agree with you. They used all the cliches, but those are fun. Maryse just re-signed a deal. So I'm like, she's going to be around. So for me, I thought if this is just a one and done, I can see Edge and Beth going over. But I think that they've signed her. They want to invest some time in her. So I think Miz and Maryse somehow, and I agree with you, Rand, I think goes over dirty and gets the victory. All right, let's move on to the matchup for the WWE Raw Women's Championship, where we have the challenger, Doudrop, taking on the man. I'm sorry, she's no longer the man, but big time Bex, Becky Lynch. I'll go first. I am a fan of Doudrop. I do think she's good in the ring. The character work could be done a little bit better, but I'm a fan. I just feel like just a few weeks ago, Doudrop was a heel. And now she's going up against another heel, and this doesn't make any sense. I don't know why this is thrown together. Wouldn't Doudrop be a better fit to go in the Rumble because of her stature, her size? Like, that would be a better story. You could pull Belair out and have Belair and Lynch go at it. I just think that this is a lousy and lazy booking. I don't see Becky Lynch losing. She's going to go over. Probably making her tap with the disarm her.
I don't think they've built Doudrop the right way to be in a main event at this point.
Right.
It's believable that she'll win. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everything you said there too. Makes more sense in the Rumble, but like we've talked about, they don't make any sense with what they're doing.
No.
But there's no way I see Becky Lynch losing before Mania and having a big time Mania match with somebody, which I think we'll probably talk about this afterwards. I get the feel. I think we're going to go to just one title from both brands. I think that's the way we're heading.
I hope so.
And so I would see like a Becky Lynch. I'll bring it all together at the end of the podcast. Let's just say that.
Okay.
So I see Becky winning.
Okay. You got Becky winning. Ran, how about you?
I don't see any way Doudrop wins. It would be a major what the heck just happened there moment if she did.
Yeah, and I just feel like, as Joey, you said, she hasn't been built properly. I mean, they bounced her around from gimmick to gimmick to, yeah, like, I'm down with Eva Marie. Nobody cares. You know, it just, they haven't put any effort into booking her. You know, she hasn't looked strong. She hasn't looked weak. They've just done nothing with her. So, all right, well, let's move on to what I think will be the best match of the night. Personally, it is Brock Lesnar taking on Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship. I think these two are going to beat the ever-loving shit out of each other. I think it's going to be hard-hitting. I think it's going to be intense. I'm looking forward to this match. I think that this is going to be a good one.
Do you think it'll go more than 12 minutes?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe 15 to 20. Maybe. But I don't see it going. No, I don't think it's going to be a long one.
That's what she said. Put up bumps. Okay, so, I think this is what a famous person once called a slobber knocker. I think that's what we're going to have. I personally have loved the promos leading up to this.
Yeah, I have.
Lesnar's killing me.
Where's his personal Lesnar been?
Well, that's how they wanted to book him. They wanted to book him as his killer, and he's still that. They realized, okay, UFC was years ago.
Right.
So let's bring, you know, he's got a personality, you know, you don't know what he's going to say. He's still kind of it's kind of iffy what if he's going to curse or whatever on the mic. You just don't know. But that's the fun part about it, right? And he gets to be himself, and the buildup's been great, and him, Bobby Who and stuff like that. And there's been some, it's almost like these interviews are shoots, so they've been kind of teetering there. The buildup's been great, but there's no way that Lashley's beating Lesnar. Lesnar wins. I mean, we'll talk about this later, but I see something happening where maybe whichever, if that match is later and Reigns' match is earlier, that something happens with Reigns and Lesnar during this match, and that's the match we're going to lead into, we're going to WrestleMania with.
First of all, I will also say that I give props to Bobby Lashley, too. Like, that training video, that was some nice stuff. That, you know what? That's a throwback to old times, man. You know, you would see that, you know.
Like when Vince was training to wrestle with Shane and they were chasing the chicken.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I was going even farther back. I was thinking about some Butch Reed vignettes I saw of him pumping iron.
Or Hogan with Mean Gene Okerlund.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I liked it. I agree. I think the build-up for this has been good. I also agree. I don't see Bobby Lashley winning. I picked Brock Lesnar. Ran.
What do you think the Hurt Business could do?
Well, you know what? They teased that the Hurt Business was coming back together, and then no dice.
I got to say, MVP is incredible. I like this role for him.
Yeah, it is a good role. He's a good mouthpiece.
Yeah, that whole Hurt Business thing, it's been so weird. Like, one minute you think they're all back together, next minute he's fighting them a week or two later on Raw. It's stupid. It's
weird.
So I don't think they're going to have any place in
it. Could they turn on him and go for Brock?
You could see Shelton Benjamin because they have that rapport. They were a tag team at one time way back in the day, both from Minnesota, if I'm not
correct.
Yes. So, but I still don't see that happen either. I think it's going to be, I don't think you're going to see much interference outside of MVP. If you see any interference, I feel like somehow Reigns will be involved and it'll lead towards their Mania match.
Have we ever solved or figured out the Paul Heyman?
I think they just stuck him back with Lesnar. I think that there was not really any backstory to it. He came out on Raw, gave that blistering promo, and Brock came out, and that was it. So I don't think that that's an issue anymore, which is a shame because that was some good stuff.
That might be brought back.
Maybe. Rand, what do you say? Is Lesnar winning?
Yeah, I'm going for Lesnar in less than 12 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, before we start talking about the Royal Rumble, guys, I need to interrupt for just a minute to thank a great sponsor of this podcast. Of course, I'm referring to World's Greatest Comics. They got everything you need for your comic book fandom. They've got single issues. They got graphic novels. They got collections. They got hundreds and hundreds of back issues. They've got a great pull system, a friendly staff. I mean, toys, collectibles, they have everything. So you need to stop by the store and check them out. They are located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But don't worry, if you're not in Central Ohio, you can still check out the store. That's right. Go to their website, wgcomics.com, and you can even follow them on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics.
Are there any comics that you're enjoying right now, John?
Actually, yes, I'm enjoying Dear Becky, which is the I guess you could say, sequel to The Boys. I'm really digging that. I'm halfway through it. So that's what I'm currently reading, Joey.
I was in a local comic shop a couple weeks ago and picked up. I was going to pick up, but they had the alternate covers of some of the Suicide Squad ones.
Oh.
And they had a really, I've turned into a King Shark Mark after the Suicide Squad movie. And it was tempting. It was tempting. But I'm surprised as I was digging through stuff of how much is still produced paper-wise, because they hear of everything going digital.
Oh, they've been talking about that for almost 15 years now, and I don't see that happening.
It's amazing to me, and I'm very happy to see stories like World's Greatest Comics kicking ass, because you would think that there's just so much out there.
All right, well, let's dive into the Royal Rumble matches. Let's start off with the ladies. So far, here is who we have entered into the women's version of the Royal Rumble. We have Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H., Dana Brooke, Carmella, Queen Zelina, Tamina, Shotzi, Natalya, Aaliyah, Naomi, Shayna Baszler, Charlotte Flair, The Bellas, Lita, Michelle McCool, Kelly, Summer Rae, Mickie James, Bianca Belair, and Liv Morgan.
How did Mickie James get there?
She went through the forbidden door, I guess.
Right. So. FDA, baby. FDA.
I have this on good authority. They invited the Iconics.
That is a rumor that is going around that they invited them.
And they said no.
And they said no. And they should.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. I'd be like, no, go fly a kite.
In their best Australian accent, I would tell them to fuck off. Yes.
You don't have an Australian accent?
I don't.
Just as Christopher Walken?
Hey, you guys, you should fuck off, you know? Like, that's terrible. But what's great, though, as you bring that up, is the FDA, well, Forbidden Door Action, well, that is Mickie James going to be the only one?
There's like 10 spots open.
Yeah. And we have yet. Is there anybody that we haven't, that has been on the roster that hasn't entered yet?
Well, somebody that had a baby, two people that had babies recently. So you had Lacey Evans, and then you had a former UFC chick that had a nice little run there that's really rowdy, that's been rumored.
I think that we're seeing Ronda Rousey show up. I think that's
surprise.
I think that is going to happen. I think somehow she shows up. I don't know if she enters the Rumble. I think it would be a smart idea, but I think she's going to make her presence known on the pay-per-view. I think that's happening. I don't think that's a surprise.
So that's a couple spots. You still have a bunch of them open. Is there legends out there that we don't need to see Molly Holly again? I love Molly. Don't get me wrong. We know she's not going to win it.
Right.
Do we need to see Trish Stratus again? Maybe in a bikini, but not in a match, right? Like,
right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen it. So who out there could we see that we haven't seen?
Cameron?
Oh, I don't know. I think Cameron's burned that bridge a while ago.
Melina?
Melina, there you go. There's one that definitely could return.
Lana.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. One night only action there. Might be getting the forbidden door, though, for Miro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The forbidden door might be one of those revolving doors.
Possibly. But no, we leave those revolving doors to Missy Hyatt. She's heard pretty good with that.
Okay. Anywho, well, does Missy Hyatt enter the Royal Rumble? No, I'm kidding. Anyways. I think it's going to be interesting. I racked my brain.
Could we see Houston mistakenly thinking it's a gangbang?
Oh, jeez.
And possibly, or no?
Sunny might enter, but she'd have to be wearing one of those ankle bracelets.
New gimmick.
Accompanied to the ring by her parole officer.
Chains. No, nails. So where's Asuka?
Okay, that's one of the names I had. Asuka has not been listed. Yeah. What about Io Shirai? What about Dakota Kai? Raquel Gonzalez? These are all people that could certainly fit in.
I think Raquel Gonzalez would be a good fit because I think her days of chasing NXT titles probably over.
Yeah.
And she needs to be on the main roster.
She does. She does.
She's a great talent with great size.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a perfect fit. I think she might be one that you see there for sure.
What about the members of Toxic Attraction?
I don't see them yet.
Okay. All right.
I think they're 2.0.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Correct. So I don't think you see them.
I saw a rumor and it was shot down immediately by her, but Nia Jax.
Oh, geez. She's not. Good. Anyways. What about Alexa Bliss?
I'm hoping that they somehow solve this therapy issue.
Yeah, I hope so too. And
either do something putting her back to the character she was, or somehow curing her and making her a human being again.
I would like, maybe it would be cool for them to go way back to her like early, you know, NXT character.
Well, there's already one of those in AEW that she's with the Varsity Blondes.
Oh, yeah. That's
pretty much what Julia Hart is.
It is. Yeah, she's the, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, the one, you mentioned AEW, they have stated that there will be no AEW stars competing at the Royal Rumble or being involved in the pay-per-view, so that has been shot down. How about some of these names, all right? We've talked about quite a few folks. What about Paige returning to the Royal Rumble? There's been some rumors, some rattlings that she might be somebody.
And she's been talking it up on the internet with Sonya Deville.
Right, exactly.
Could it be a work?
Could it be?
I would love to see it. I would love to see her come back, even if it was like she wouldn't even have to do a full-time schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But her career was cut way too short, and I was a big fan of it, personally.
So what surprises do you anticipate with the Women's Rumble? Can you pick anything?
I don't anticipate too many. I don't want to. I think we're too hype on a bunch of them, but I don't think we're going to see as many as we
anticipate
and feel that we will, as far as huge surprises. But maybe we can't. But then we think we do, but we think we know who's going to be there, who's not, and stuff like that. So it's going to take a lot to really surprise us.
I'm hard pressed to think about any surprises for the women because I feel like big surprises they're going to hold off for the men's Royal Rumble. Because I think there's a possibility of some big surprises with that. So you don't want to overshadow, have all these big, surprises in the women's Rumble and then try to outdo it with the men. I don't know if that you could do that. I'm going to keep mine simple. Since Michelle McCool is in the Royal Rumble, I say that the biggest surprise is she comes out dressed like her husband. With the hat and the trench coat and the gloves. And the music.
I don't think so. Okay. Because I think we're going to see her husband in the Rumble.
You think Taker's coming back for the Rumble?
Why not? He's going to be there. It's stated he's going to be there. Why not? We'll talk about the best.
Okay. Here. All right. Well, let's pick a winner for the Women's Royal Rumble. Rand, who you got?
I think the same person I picked last year, Rhea Ripley.
Okay. All right. Joey?
I'm going to pick Charlotte Flair. The reason I'm picking Charlotte Flair is she's a champion. And then she's going to pick her match with Becky Lynch, and that's what's going to unify the titles, the women's titles.
I think that this is a terrible idea. I'll explain why. This should have been Lesnar doing this. I'm going to enter the Royal Rumble, and I'll pick my opponent, and then when he wins, it's Roman Reigns at Mania. I think that would have been a simple way to do it. Instead, they give it to Charlotte. I think, and I agree with you, Joey, about that. I think it'll probably be Becky Lynch, and since we've been talking about this unification, if indeed that happens, I think that'll be for Mania. But I think in the meantime, Charlotte, I agree with you, Charlotte wins, and she picks her opponent is going to be Aaliyah. It'll be the veteran versus the rookie, and they'll have lots of interaction on SmackDown all the way up till Mania, and somehow, You know, by that time, we'll have the announcement whether there's going to be a unification or not. Flair beats Aaliyah. She still looks good because she's gone one-on-one with this veteran. Build a star, hopefully, if you've done it right. And there you go. All right, let's move on to the men's Royal Rumble matchup. Here is the individuals that we have already participating. The Street Profits, the Mysterios, Austin Theory, Johnny Knoxville, Sheamus, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, Big E, Stupid Happy Corbin, and Stupid Madcap Moss, Sami Zayn. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. I hate those two. Kofi Kingston and Kevin Owens. Any thoughts on the men's Royal Rumble?
I had an idea. I think they shot it down last night where Austin Theory was talking to Mr. McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, maybe you can give me a good late spot, like 26 or 27. And Vince said, what makes you think I could do that? I thought it would have been a great heel move to have him go toward the door, the stage door, the gorilla position, and Vince call him back and send somebody else out. You could have made him the chosen one, a really big heel, by having to go in the 30th.
Yeah, that would have been good.
But isn't number 27, isn't that the spot where the most people have wanted?
Yeah, 27 is, that's the spot.
See, and I think that would be kind of a cool, like, Easter egg, you know, do something like that.
Okay.
Lots of stuff here. Surprises.
Okay.
Undertaker.
Okay, right? You say Undertaker. Out. Okay.
They've dropped Shawn Michaels' name a lot.
Oh, really? I've not seen that.
They've dropped, just randomly and stuff. I looked things up. He was going to be on Raw Talk or something, too, and this, that, and the other.
But that would be a great surprise.
It would be, it would be cool, and I think he would be the type of guy that would do a Shawn Michaels work. He's under 30 to 45 minutes, does his thing, whatever, and it'd be fun. You get to see some, you know, which could set up. We've all wanted to see Shawn Michaels versus AJ Styles. How perfect would that be for Mania?
Yeah, that would be sweet.
If Shawn wants to do another match, right? So I think there's something with that you could do. Forbidden Door, right? We talk about Forbidden Door. What about Matt Cardona?
That would be a fantastic
only because of everything he's doing right now.
Yes.
And that plays his character so well, or that heel character where he's the WWE guy, it's better than everybody. And then he shows up on that and then goes back to the indies again and just keeps his character fresh and new. I could see something like that as far as a quote unquote forbidden door guy. Right. But like those are three of my, but I'm trying to think people that there's other people who haven't seen for a while. Could we see Batista do something? Okay. That's always one you want to throw out there.
What about, and you always want to throw out Cena. I mean, it's not, it would not be unheard of
Angle.
If him to come back. Angle, sure.
You got Jeff Jarrett backstage.
Yeah.
And he's wrestling and doing some stuff on the Indies. Wrestled Effie right. This weekend. Right?
Correct. This last weekend. Last weekend.
So. P.D. Williams.
P. Williams.
He's an agent. Corey Graves has just been cleared.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big cast.
Well,
Forbidden Door,
he could come back through, yeah. The Moose has been floated out there as well from Impact.
Jason Jordan.
Ooh, geez. Rand.
Xbox.
Wait a minute, time out.
Xbox is a solid one, too.
Yeah, Xbox is a solid one. Also showed up at GCW. Wait, time out. Jason Jordan, where'd you pull that from, man? Wow.
I got a crack staff.
Or a staff on crack, one of the two.
Or you've been sniffing crack somebody else's eye.
Yeah. Braun Strowman.
See, I've been thinking that one too. I think that's I wouldn't be surprised to see him do it and he's back.
Yeah. There's been rumors of Braun Breaker and Walter maybe.
You mean Gunter?
I don't know who that is.
Gunter?
I know Walter. I don't know this other guy that they keep talking about. Here's my surprise because I'm going with what you said at the Survivor Series. You talk about surprises. What about we fired him, but not really? And I would say Keith Lee. Because it still baffles my mind that they let him go. Like all the others, fine. I have no problem with, but Keith Lee he's got the size, the speed, the look. Maybe the promo is not that great, but you put him with Malcolm Bivens and that's solved. I would say that maybe that would be one that secretly over the last couple months they've been like, hey, brother, we'll bring you back, okay?
Just go lose weight.
Yeah.
Take some time off to heal up.
There you go.
I would love that. I would mark out for that.
Put him with MVP.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Bray Wyatt.
That's a good question about Bray Wyatt. There's not been much on that, has there been?
Because I hate to say it, but Goldberg.
Oh, jeez.
I said I hated to say it. I don't want it. But they're giving him money. They might as well get something out of him.
Yeah, and he can work a battle royal. You know, I mean.
No, I like the idea of bringing back Bray and bringing back Braun or Keith, like bringing back some of these guys that haven't really signed anywhere yet.
Yeah, right.
And just, you know, go, you know, Braun had a lot of stuff going on in his personal life as far as new house, this, that, and the other. He worked through COVID. He did a lot to ask him. Maybe this was one of those firings wasn't really a firing either.
We'll give you some time off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
Come back with EC3 with that stuff. Like, there's so many things you could do. What about Ring of Honor guys?
There's plenty of them laying around.
Yeah, there are. I will say this real quickly, just as a side note. I appreciate that Gresham has kept their name in the spotlight.
Relevant.
And, you know, Roxy has done it as well, the women's champion. So I think that makes me feel good that Ring of Honor is probably not dead, that it's going to come back in some form. Who would you pull from Ring of Honor's roster?
I know I'd pull from NWA. Why not bring over the champion? Trevor Murdoch.
Trevor Murdoch, okay. Yeah, sure.
I mean, because we're old enough. We remember back when they would have random guys from Japan, or they would have Dick Murdoch.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
know, just some of these guys would come in and do, you know, Dory would come in and do a one-off right. for the Rumble.
Right. Yeah, so that would be sweet if they brought that back this year. That would be awesome.
They got room.
They do. They absolutely.
Brodus Clay?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's in NWA.
He's got a title, doesn't he? TV title?
TV title. Yeah, yeah, I think he is. Yeah. But yeah, you could certainly do that. How cool. Christopher Daniels. I know that's a stretch, but that would be an awesome person to be in the Rumble. So far, from the people that they announced, who do you think is going to win?
That's a tough one.
I agree. This is the hardest one.
Because we only know half the field.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
So if I took it for what it is without any surprises, like storylines I threw out when I was talking, one thing he hasn't won yet is a Royal Rumble, right, is AJ Styles.
Correct.
He's done it all.
Yeah.
He's done it all in the WWE. They finally got him away from Omos.
Where's he?
He's in it. They showed him in the graphic.
Did they? Right? Okay.
I didn't see him. Yeah. Right. Who's the general...
Aziz and Apollo Crews, are they in it?
I believe so.
Okay.
Not on the list, but likely.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But yes, that's my pick. But if we see a surprise like Sean, I don't know who to pick because I think, you know, Sean, if you're going to come back for the Rumble, you got to come back for a Mania match with AJ, right? Like right. That's the match. Or AJ and Edge. That's two matches that people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's my pick just by who's on the list and who we think is AJ Styles.
Let's say Shawn Michaels gets in, he pairs off and AJ Styles go at it for a while. Whether either of them win, that would still be a WrestleMania quality match.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going AJ Styles as well, Rand?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, we kind of did overlook, and we should maybe address it, the celebrity involved, Johnny Knoxville. Thoughts on him being in the Rumble?
He's got a new movie to promote.
Yeah, obviously.
And I think you're going to see Steve-O, too. If you see Johnny Knoxville, you'll probably see Steve-O. And they'll do some stupid stunt to get eliminated.
Sure. And let's be honest, I'm pretty sure that Johnny Knoxville is going to be, you know, he's taken worse than any bump he's going to take in this match. So I'll be honest, too.
I want to go. I'll probably be there February 2nd to watch it because that shit still makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't care. I like it because I've always been the guy that's been an advocate for celebrities to be involved with the WWE.
Sure.
Drew Carey?
That's so great when he tried to pay Kane off.
All right. I didn't give my men's Royal Rumble winner. This was really hard because I don't see Big E getting an opportunity back anytime soon, as I think they're going to let him cool down some. Kevin Owens, no. Zayn, no. Kofi, no. So I'm stuck picking the chosen one, Austin Theory. But I really don't like that pick because I don't think he's ready to be involved in a high-profile WrestleMania match.
I agree, he's not. He's got to keep building because he's still too awkward.
Yeah,
like he's a hell of a talent.
Yeah,
He wrestled for Evolve, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, and I remember watching some of that stuff there, and he looked great. But I've always thought there's something about him that he has it, but he's awkward.
Yeah. He needs some more seasoning. That's
exactly.
All. That's just, all he needs.
And I think he's going to be. He has it, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's too early. But I mean, when you look at the field, what we have, I don't blame you.
Yeah. So we'll probably get schooled on our Rumble picks again because we only have half the roster for those events. Rand,
the extreme one in a million. Everybody would go nuts if it happened.
What?
Forbidden Door special.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes.
You're funny you mentioned that because I just read something about his contract expiring.
Yeah, I read that too, yeah.
That would be very interesting. And what does that tell you if that would happen? What does that tell you? Despite the fact that they said no.
So he has to lose tomorrow night.
Yes.
So he'll lose to Sammy Guevara. If he loses tomorrow night, that could be it. He wouldn't win it, but I could see him being a part of it.
I could see him going in the match and just going rogue, causing lots of problems and running out on his own, not being eliminated.
Well, you know, and then, you know, he isn't under contract, so he's not an AEW wrestler, as they've come out and said. What would that do to the morale of AEW, though, if Cody Rhodes leaves and goes to the Royal Rumble?
It could be a one-off. He could go back.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just blowing it out of proportion, but I would think that that would maybe unnerve a few
people.
Because
in some ways, he's one of the bosses there.
Right, exactly.
He's a VP.
He is. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, guys, as to what happens this Saturday night.
Well, so one thing I think we can all agree on.
Mm-hmm.
If they book this right, they can bring these people that have been shitting on the product of the WWE back.
Yeah.
I think this is a great way to reset some stuff.
Yeah.
And bring some people back that you've lost. You're always going to have the critics.
Sure.
You know, the people that love the indie guys or that love this and love that. But I think this is a way they could really use this if they use it right and book it right to bring some people back. Could we see Triple H? Is he healed up from his heart ailment?
That's a good question. I don't know his status.
What about Shane O'Mac?
So that's the intrigue. There's a lot of good questions going into this year's.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites hasn't been on TV since August. Elias.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because they were going to revamp him, and then they pulled the plug on that. And
they literally had him dressed like Randy Savage, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
What about Jay Lethal?
He's an AEW.
Is he really? Because he hasn't been on TV in months.
Right, true. He has not been on TV in a very long time.
He might have signed a short-term deal.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I just think the craziest thing would be Cardona, dude.
Oh, that
I
would
just
be
think
so
that would be,
yeah.
Like,
and if his wife hadn't said no, I would give more credence to that.
Oh, did she end up saying he's not going to?
No, she said no for her.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard that.
Well,
that would be pretty cool, though. Like,
that would be.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Anyways,
all right, gentlemen, let's wrap it up here, if you will. DJ Joey Blaze, where can folks find you on the interwebs?
Well, you can find me at DJ Joey Blaze on Twitter and on Instagram. You can follow me at Remix Collectibles on Instagram. We're gearing up for the toy show March 20th,
okay.
CTS Toy Show. I'll also be going live on Whatnot here soon, selling Funko Pops.
Ooh.
Under the name Remix Collectibles.
Okay.
So feel free if you guys are out there and you want to check something out, Whatnot. It's a great app for buying and selling. And we got all that coming up.
Rand, you got anything you want to plug?
Well, there's that still unnamed YouTube channel that nobody's found.
You know what? This is just like, if you will, the mysterious pictures Baby Doll had of Dusty Rhodes. It's very intriguing and mysterious. No?
Possibly.
Okay.
I'm up to 75 subscribers.
Okay. All right.
I thought when he said he has anything he wants to plug, he was going to say the Forbidden Door.
Well,
Yes, put a plug in the lock so it can't be unlocked from the opposite side. Go ahead, Rand.
It's still got that rascal Twitter business at Rand Dittmar. I am the only person in the world with that name, by the way.
I know, because when I do my buffer for the episode, it always pops right up, so I don't have to type very much. You, on the other hand, I have to type quite a bit.
There's your a lot buffer.
Buffer.
You get ready to rumble before you... Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Fighting out of the red corner! Yes. I prefer Bruce over Michael.
Okay.
Anyways... That hurt a little bit. I'm not gonna
Bruce Valanche?
Not. You stop it. You're trying to cause controversy. You stop it right now. That's it. I'm going to wrap things up here. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back right after this quick break to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, the Pro Wrestling Pundits, and yours truly sitting down and giving you a little preview of this weekend's Royal Rumble event. And, you know, we threw out some predictions there, and some of them are going to be right, and some of them are going to be wrong. And you probably, maybe, disagree with some of the statements we've made about what's going to happen at the Royal Rumble. Well, why don't you let me know about it? And there's a couple different ways you can get in touch with me. First, you can shoot me an email. JohnOrlandoPVDcast.com is my email address. Or you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. Or you can leave me a message on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And if you want to let some folks know where they can hear the PVDcast, well, there's a bunch of different avenues for that as well. PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly. That's a great place to get every single episode. But you can also find the PVDcast through all of those major podcasting outlets. All you have to do is search for PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it. I'm not sure why. And you should be able to find it. And if you listen to an episode, I need you to please rate and review it. Give it the best particular rating you think it deserves. That helps me out in the algorithm. It helps me out in the ratings. And also, don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. And the final avenue for hearing this great podcast is through the Facebook page. Once again, that's @PVDcast. Every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I do a Facebook broadcast of the weekly episode. I also stick around so that if you have questions or comments, you can drop them in the comment section and I will gladly reply. It's a whole lot of fun, so feel free to check out that way to hear the PVDcast as well through the Facebook page. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you one more time for checking out the episode. And with that, I will chat at each and every one of you later. And as always, stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC. Copyright 2022.